sunshine we can bring into your life for this May 31st, the last day of the fifth month of 2012. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, here armed to the teeth with information that you may want to discuss during the course of the day. That's the idea here in this hour of the program, to bring you lots of info on the stories that people are yakking about, no matter whether they seem to be serious or silly. They are discussion points, and I want you to be armed and dangerous when it comes to conversation, so you'll have info. Just to sound like you're smarter than the next guy, right? That's the idea here. So let's first go to New Mexico, where there is a wildfire raging in the Gila National Forest, the largest blaze on record overnight. The fire scorching 170,000 acres. For those of you who want to translate that, put it into perspective, about 265 square miles. Two lightning fires. The lightning sparks the fires, you know. They have gotten together, formed this giant blaze, big storms, and this does happen in tinder dry areas. 1,200 firefighters, 12 helicopters, and those planes, you know how they have these planes, and I'm not sure whether those are Coast Guard planes, private owned, doesn't make a difference. It's just interesting to see how they take these planes. They, in the belly of the plane, they have a scoop, and they fly over lakes, and they scoop up water in the planes, and they bring them over these areas where the fires are, and they dump them out in the areas where there are cabins or homes. Matter of fact, so far, this fire has destroyed 12 cabins. No containment. It is wild. They cannot contain it. Zero containment right now. So there are a lot of homes that are at risk, several hundred in Willow Creek, as a matter of fact. This, if you go back, I think it was last year about this time, there was a fire in New Mexico that burned 157,000 acres. Las Conchas, the fire there, when it had been, at that point, the largest fire on record. Now, this one is bigger, so the larger wildfire. Those of you in New Mexico listening, or the western part of Texas, I remember I pretty much drove across the entire state of New Mexico when I came back in March, and hadn't really driven that much of it, but it was flat and beautiful, great farm land in many areas, so if you're near this, or you sense that there's a story to be told, help yourself to 800-510-8255. That's our direct line here, 800-510-TALK. To Good Day. And also, you can email us at Doug@DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day, or at Twitter at Good Day Show. So that's that domestic story. The situation with SpaceX, the spaceship without people on it. You'll recall last week, NASA shot SpaceX, the Dragon cargo capsule, up to the space station, docked. They got all the stuff off of it, and now it has undocked and is coming back to Earth. This is fascinating. You see these pictures of this thing. There are some neat pictures this morning of the departure from the International Space Station that NASA has posted. You can see them as this thing drops away and now heads back down to Earth. It's a $1.6 billion contract. The space agency NASA has hired these people because they built these four spaceships. The SpaceX is the first one to go up. And I guess it does demonstrate that for a freighter, this is cool. So NASA's invested. They shot it off of one of their rockets. It's a very challenging thing, though. If you look at what's going on here, only a few countries have done this sort of thing before. That is, work with private entities that build these spacecraft and shoot them up into space. The astronauts on the space station closed the hatch, and they sent back 1,400 pounds of junk and also experiments. Some of the equipment that doesn't work any longer, you know, that kind of stuff. They set it free, and now it's fired its thrusters. I'm just looking at the timeline here. It takes itself down and away from the station, and this is all stuff that's being done on Earth. It's going to be hitting the water at about 11:45 this morning. Is that, about quarter of 12 Eastern time anyway. Quarter of 12 Eastern time, splashdown, actually about 400 nautical miles southwest of Los Angeles. That's pretty good. I don't know. For some reason, I'm thinking when the astronauts used to come down, they always landed closer. They were in the Atlantic. They wanted to land closer to where they were going to bring the space capsule back to Cape Kennedy, et cetera, et cetera. There are also some pretty interesting pictures of what this thing is going to look like. Remember what all of these, no matter what they were, the shuttles or they were the Apollo capsules, whatever it is, when they come into the atmosphere, they are on fire because of the resistance. And so this thing has not been in the SpaceX, at least in my knowledge, what I know about it, hasn't been tested. This is the first time it's been up. Everything's fine now, and there's no reason to suspect anything's going to happen to it as it goes through the atmosphere because it has a heat shield to survive that fiery plunge through our atmosphere. But it's kind of cool. I think of this thing as cool, and I'm a big supporter of our being in space. I think this is one of the things that we ought to be doing with our money. And if private money wants to go into it, I don't have a problem with that either, as long as we don't slow down. I've been very critical of the government, this administration and the Bush administration, for cutting the budget at NASA. But I think this is the kind of thing that promotes in our school systems people being interested in math and science. And we need to be there. We're nowhere near as capable as we used to be, because our educational facilities are nowhere near what they used to be when it comes to this sort of thing. So does this work to encourage people to want to be involved in this sort of thing? Maybe to a point. What does it do to you? What does it say to you? How do you feel about our traveling in space on a private dime? But again, NASA's behind the scenes with a lot of this stuff. 800-510-8255, 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
Hey, Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
800-510-8255. Okay, a couple of business-related stories to talk about today. One of them concerns your mortgage if you are with the Bank of America. Do you have, I think most, if not all, of the Bank of America customers and most of the big banks require you to pay your real estate taxes as you pay your monthly mortgage? So there's an escrow account that's set up. And I'm noticing more and more complaints here as I do a little quick work. I see it happening locally, and then there are complaints apparently from all around the country where people have found Bank of America to be unresponsive to customers. What a shock, huh? you're required to pay your escrow into the bank. So they use your money, make money off of it. You don't get any interest off the money that goes into the escrow account all year long. And now they're late paying the cities and towns your tax bill. So you get a bill from the town or the city for, with a late fee, a late charge. If your taxes, let's say, were due the 1st of May, which is what the situation is in lots of places around the country, and they haven't been paid yet, apparently they haven't been by Bank of America, you get a late notice, you have to pay, and Bank of America says, huh? Have you had this happen? 800-510-8255. If you're dealing with a local bank, that's not going to happen. But you deal with these big banks, Chase and the Bank of America and all the banks, the big five banks that have gotten into trouble, Wells Fargo, with the government because of the way they treat their customers. But the government doesn't stop them from buying more banks. They just complain that they're not doing their job. Well, here's an example of it. So what do? The big banks basically tell you, yeah, don't worry. It's not, they refuse to even talk to you about it. So, again, why would you fall sucker to these big banks and maybe the rate is a little bit better? Is it? But what does it cost you when you have to do things like this? It's incredible how arrogant they are, unresponsive. So there's a story and a half. See if that relates to anything that's going on in your life. Here's something else that you're going to find. Again, I guess this is sort of a business story, but not. How many people drink orange juice every day? Raise your hands, please. Yes, most of us drink orange juice. How many of you drink Tropicana, biggest national brand of orange juice, right? Raise your hands. A lot of people are drinking Tropicana. Well, well, well. It seems Tropicana markets its brand as fresh from the grove. But there are a series of lawsuits around the country that claim that the juice you're drinking from Tropicana is so heavily processed, it ought not to be called natural. They refer to their orange juice. Look at the label on the box. There are 20 lawsuits that have been filed in New Jersey alone, where lawyers claim the company adds chemically engineered flavor packs to their juice, making it taste the same all year long. And anybody who knows anything about food or fruit, the same thing can be said for milk that comes from cows. It changes from season to season as the feed changes, or in this case, as what's going on in the atmosphere changes wherever the oranges are grown or wherever the oranges may come from. So the lawyers are coming together today in Washington to argue before a panel of federal judges about what to do about it. Where does the lawsuit go? I don't really care about the lawsuit. I'm just interested in you knowing that when you're drinking Tropicana, which, by the way, declined to comment on any of these news articles, they are not in compliance, and they know they're not in compliance. They know that somebody figured it out claim in their ads and on the box to create a great-tasting 100% orange juice, and they are not. It's the all-natural. It's the organic claim. These brands have been bastardizing this stuff, and it doesn't make any difference what we're talking about, whether it's Snapple, Ben & Jerry's, Tostitos, Sun Chips. They all have been found to be rigging the food. So what do you think of that? 800-510-8255, 21 after on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The number one most popular search right now is Jay Leno. Number two, I'm looking, Richie, I'm doing a little my morning search. I should actually talk about this more often than
You're so good at this, too. You are Mr. Internet.
That's me.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably. The lesson is, never try.
DC Comics announced that one of its existing superheroes will be reintroduced as gay. Or as Aquaman put it, why is everyone looking at me? What?
The inventor of the TV remote control has passed away. As per his wishes, he'll be buried between two couch cushions.
You know, in this age of amazing packaging, you got tamper-proof containers, right? You got the locked-in freshness. You got child-proof caps. You ever notice how flimsy the box that raisins come in? You ever buy sun-made raisins? That cheap cardboard box. It's half open when you get it. And when you lift the flap, there's all six raisins look stuck on the inside. Look like they died trying to escape. You know? I mean, what's this company's slogan? Sun-made raisins. We don't give a damn. We don't care. They're dried out anyway. What do you care? Struck me as odd.
A&E is canceling Dog the Bounty Hunter. Of course, they told fans of Dog they were taking him to a farm in the country where he could run.
Yakety yak. It's 25 after the hour. Doug Steph in the Good Day program. See, Richie's stuck in traffic. Jennifer is in Ireland this week. And so here we are working our way through some of the news items. This is strictly about what's in the news, what you ought to know, what's new that you probably haven't heard, some of the things, the new twists. The group Treeline USA has named NSTAR a Treeline USA utility for outstanding tree care. Now, why does that seem interesting and intriguing? You know, NSTAR is like National Grid, the big, there's three or four really big national companies that buy up all the means of production and then sell you your power. You may be buying it from the local folks. Sometimes the communities have their own power system. But for the most part, many people are buying from three or four different utilities around the country. So here's this company, NSTAR, that the Arbor Day Foundation says, wow, this is really cool. Meanwhile, upon examination, it seems that NSTAR is doing just the opposite. They say they're dedicated to promoting the natural growth of trees along community roadways. At the same time, though, their maintenance program not only is cutting the tree limbs, topping them, I think that's what it's called. I mean, I think that's legit, cleaning them away from the wires so that during a storm, the tree limbs don't fall on the wires and knock out power. Okay, that makes sense. But apparently now they're cutting trees down, and the tree huggers are pretty unhappy about it. There's a constituency for trees around the country. You know that. And that's, I think, what the Arbor Day Foundation is pretty much all about. But so there are protests. Local forestry folks are saying that this is a real serious problem. They're clear-cutting hundreds of trees right down to the ground, and it's an outrage, and it ought to be stopped, and what are we doing about it, and how come if you're a neighbor, you don't go out there and do something? What they're leaving, these 3 or 4 foot tall stumps are sticking out of the ground, and I don't know what those are good for. They're not good for much of anything if you're trying to play, if it's a recreational area. But what I'm surprised at is that this has gotten, you remember, I don't know, about a month or so ago, I went off at great length on the air about there were two trees on a roadway in the town where I live in Massachusetts, Framingham, that required a board meeting and a 45-minute session with four experts as to whether or not we could, in our current state of affairs, cut down these two trees to improve the sidewalk. It was a 45-minute hearing. So here we have NSTAR, whoosh, cutting them down. They don't seem to care about whether they need a hearing. They're in the way. Cut them down. So is that the situation where you are, and do you care? 800-510-8255 is 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Nothing sets the tone for a road trip better than traffic conditions. And with gas prices where they are, nobody wants to get stuck in that gridlock. The good news? There are a number of helpful apps out there. One recent study tracked drivers for 30 days and found that 20% of smartphone users now rely on real-time traffic information. But you also want to know how to avoid the traffic, right? Check out Waze, that's W-A-Z-E. It's a navigation app that relies on other users to share where the traffic is. It helps you find alternate routes and avoid the jams. Of course, the catch here is that it's all about crowdsourcing, so it depends on how many other users are actually providing the information. And then there's something called INRIX, which is a great resource for real-time traffic data. It will tell you if there are accidents, construction, or other jams. These apps can be lifesavers when it comes to avoiding traffic, but don't become a victim of distracted driving. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. Now, you can get a Castrol GTX conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, enter to win the $15,000 Castrol Ultimate Garage Sweepstakes. Thought your garage was pretty sweet? Well, wait until you see it totally pimped out. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Visit CastrolUltimateGarage.com for program rules and to enter.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper let you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Good day program. Lots of things are happening here, clarifying what's going on, the issues of the day, etc., etc. Is Britney Spears headed for another meltdown? If Jennifer were here, she'd be able to take you further in depth, because she's much better at this sort of thing. Not that I don't care and cover what Britney Spears is doing in her life, since she's been appointed to the X Factor job as a judge. People are worried about her because she seems extremely nervous and anxious every time she has to go on stage. She's not very confident. That's interesting because she's a pretty confident performer. She learns the music and goes out on stage. I think I've seen, I mean, I've never been to whatever, concerts or performances, but those are live, so if she can do those live, why can't she do live TV? Would be the question. Do you think there's too much attention being paid to things like this? Yes! Where's your first clue? Yes! 800-510-8255-25 before the hour. Legislation coming to a vote on the House floor today will make it a federal crime to carry out an abortion based on the gender of the fetus. Wow. I haven't heard any discussions of this sort of thing for a long time. The measure that is supposed to be voted on today takes aim at the aborting of female fetuses. This is a practice that's common to countries like India and China, where there is strong preference for sons. Also thought to take place in this country as well. I never, ever, ever would have thought this was something that was a consideration in our country. Would you have? Maybe I'm naive. Do you know of people, of women, who have decided to have an abortion when they found out what the sex of the baby was? And they based their decision on having an abortion and they didn't want another baby girl or another baby boy? Wow. Wow. The main supporters of this bill characterized the vote as a sex discrimination issue. So, the Republicans supposedly, according to the Democrats, are waging war on women. Some of the abortion rights advocates argue that the bill exploits the problem of selective abortion to further limit a woman's right to choose. Abortions, though, is this something that we ought to be discussing or taking care of? This is a political thing. What about a woman's right to choose? The bill brought to the floor under a procedure requiring a two-thirds majority for passage, outcome uncertain. Even if it passes, the measure faces a dim future in the Senate. The bill has been sponsored by a lot of anti-abortion activists, so you get that and where they're coming from. But putting that aside, how heinous is it? How horrible is it that some people make their judgments? See, this becomes an awful political football and pretty unpleasant to discuss because it never get anywhere. But I'm thinking about this out loud. I'm not a person who's in favor of, well, let's just say my own read on it is it's not my business to really decide because it's not my body. Even if I were involved in it, I would not want the woman, if I were a participant in this, and thankfully I haven't been in my life to this point and hope that I never am. But if in fact it were a decision, and at least a conversational decision, to keep the baby to term and have it adopted or have an abortion, I would urge for keeping the baby to term and putting it up for adoption if it's something you don't want to keep. That would be my rendering of it. My daughter might disagree. My former wife might disagree. People that I'm with may disagree. That's okay. I'm a man, and that's the way I look at it. I'm not a woman. Most of the people who agitate for these sorts of things are men. Have you noticed that? Most of the people who get off on these toots and become very vocal are usually men. Men who really don't have a clue. I mean, they can be connected. I might be connected, as I said, but it wouldn't be my choice to do something like this. And what's more despicable about it is that some would use it as a way to keep a baby boy and not want to keep a baby girl, or vice versa. I just find it's just hard to... does that sound, do women get angry at me if I say that? I would hope not, just me expressing myself. And people say, you don't understand. Honestly, I don't understand why you would use this method if you didn't want to have a boy and you were pregnant with a boy. You bring it to term and you put it up for adoption. That's completely acceptable as far as I'm concerned. The other way, it's tough. And I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this. I don't want to make this the issue of the day, but it really does kind of bug me a little bit. And so I offer that conversation because that, again, that bill comes up for vote today, and I wonder how many people knew that. 800-510-8255. Will you pardon me if we pause for a moment? It's 20 minutes for the hour.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
A U.S. citizen has been wrongly imprisoned in Dubai for 4 years without bail or trial, and American officials have yet to speak on his behalf. In 2008, Zach Shaheen was arrested and tortured amid allegations of corruption against his company. The U.S. government has since demanded fair treatment for many international prisoners, mostly non-U.S. citizens. But for Zach, silence. In desperation, Zach has declared a hunger strike. Must he die before he receives the same treatment his government gave to non-Americans? Zach's American attorney, Jim Jatras.
Zach's been held for 4 years and not a peep from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton should publicly insist that Zach be treated fairly as she speaks out for prisoners in China, Ukraine, or Iran. She should demand his release or bail and a fair public trial so Zach can disprove the baseless charges against him.
Help save Zach. Visit FreeZach.com and urge your senators and congressmen to take action.
All right, so let's let's go to New York. All right, I love New York. How many of you have heard that Mayor Bloomberg is proposing a sweeping ban on all sugary drinks larger than 16 ounces sold in restaurants, in movie theaters, in food carts on the street, the ballparks, wherever? This would be a citywide rule. And if it's passed, it would outlaw any sweetened drink larger than 16 ounces. And probably be put into effect by next year. What do you think about that? Big government. I happen to be a big supporter and a big fan of Michael Bloomberg's. I think I was happy that the smoking ban took place. There are other things he's proposed that some people think are kind of kooky, and this may be one of them. But when you get down to the root cause of many of the health problems that municipalities, states, the feds have to deal with, it really gets down to drinking this kind of garbage. So is putting a limit of 16 ounces on a drink something that's practical, doable, desirable? What say you? 800-510-8255. A couple of people called on the abortion thing, and I think we just decided they didn't. But so many people get into this and they're so emotional about it that they don't make a lot of sense when they call to try to express themselves. So we'll just move on from that. I think this is fascinating stuff. New York City is not about wringing your hands. It's about doing something, the mayor says. I think that's what the public wants the mayor to do. He says that obesity is a problem all over our country. Public health officials are wringing their hands. It's terrible. Half the city adults in New York are overweight or clinically obese. This is New York City, where people walk a lot. But there's a temptation on every corner because there's a restaurant or some kind of a place every corner where you can stop and get a latte, or you can go to the Dunkin' Donuts and get those big, heavy creamsicle drinks that are nothing but sugar and water. That's the kind of stuff he's talking about, plus the Slurpees and the whatever. All of that stuff, those big, what do they call them, the gigantic, what do they call those, supersized, right? Those big 32-ounce, what is your gut like after you drink that stuff? Yuck. So the statement was, let's see here, last night the PR department in New York issued a statement saying that the City Beverage Association is upset because they're wrongly being targeted. Targeting soft drinks is not the driver of obesity rates, and it's time for a serious health discussion to seek solutions that are going to actually curb obesity. Okay. Comment well made. Drinks that would not be included in this ban would be diet sodas, any beverage with fewer than 25 calories per 8-ounce serving, while zero-calorie vitamin waters and unsweetened iced teas, along with fruit juices, dairy-based drinks, milkshakes, that kind of stuff, not included in the ban. Also, the ban would not extend to beverages sold in grocery stores, convenience stores, vending machines, or newsstands. Huh. The rule does not limit establishments from offering free refills or stop a person from buying more than one sugary drink in a smaller size. So there are all kinds of loopholes in this. Is it just a statement? And is it, as such, valuable, warranted, justified. It's not the first time the mayor has tried to limit consumption of sugary drinks. Remember, I think it was last year. My memory may be a little hazy on this, but I remember him proposing that food stamps be prevented from being used for these same kinds of sugary drinks. And everybody said, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's go for it. No more food stamps being used to make the people who are living off of us fat. Protecting people from the crippling effects of preventable illnesses like diabetes and obesity is behind this, he says. So, what do you think? 800-510-8255. That's what some kids are saying. Could you imagine in your community this thing happening? Is this something that you would think makes sense? What do you think? 800-510-8255. The Twitter at Doug Stephan. Let's see. No, what is the Twitter address? At Good Day. And Facebook is /Good Day Show. Doug at DougStephan.com. I'm betting we'll get a few ideas from folks in a few moments on this. So I'll give you a moment or two to think about it and dial this up at 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Oh, it's... Ain't it funny how time slips away? 800-510-8255. Here's Jim listening to WAYY in Eau Claire. Hi, Jim.
Hey, I think you better do a little more research before they decide to just say the pop, because you look at McDonald's food, lots of all these different foods. They got all that stuff that makes people bigger. It's not just soda. So I think they should take a little bit more research before they start saying, well, we're going to make it illegal to make it over 16 ounces of soda.
Well, what do you think would be found if there was more research to have been done?
I still believe that there's more than just pop that causes obesity in America today.
Oh, it is. There's no question about that.
Focusing on one thing.
It's a statement. That's the thing. It's just a statement, and it gets people to thinking. You know, it's kind of like, thanks for the call, Jim. Hold on just a minute, Mary. I'm going to make a quick comment here about something that Kim Kardashian said, tweeting about the British Airways losing her bag or doing something, looking in her bag. And in the same thing, she talked about Indian food being disgusting. And, you know, I look at these things and I think, okay, why do these people have any more merit and their judgments about things have any more merit than yours? That's why these forms of programs are so great, because you get a chance to express yourself about issues like this. The information that you've just heard and the input that you have now is far more valuable than some of these stupid stars who pop off about things and nobody really cares. All right, here's Mary, who thinks this is ridiculous, right?
Yes, I think it's outrageous. I think it's just like what you were talking about last night. Excuse me, when you were saying that people can't even drink the milk from their own cows whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. We've become the nanny state. You're right, Mary. Walter in Pineville, Louisiana. Hi.
Hello, sir. You know, there was once upon a time that we were worried about the Russians landing, but we are they.
The Russians, remember that movie? The Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. Remember that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Russians are here. You're right, Walter. Yeah, it's too much crazy stuff. Brian sends us a note. So restaurants in New York will have to have government-approved menus. Why not just declare yourself dictator and proclaim New York City to be communistic? Chris writes, get this guy out of office. Pierre writes, at least it's a start to help people nobody cares about who are in desperate need of stewardship. Left to their own devices, we'll almost always make the more comfortable and sometimes wrong choices. Nobody needs to drink a quart of soda. Let's see here. Here's Mello, who says, wow, man, wow. Okay, thank you, sir. Brian says, not on Well, You're Alive. 51 after on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's 53 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The subject matter at hand here, maybe I'll spend another minute or so on it because people really want to be heard on this. It's kind of fun to read some of the comments and listen to some of you who are worked up about this. The issue is whether or not the sweet drinks ought to be banned. And if they are banned, my dog Charlotte doesn't even like the idea. How about that? 800-510-8255. Donna is in Evansville, Indiana. Hi, Donna. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning, Doug.
Morning.
I just think, like that other caller, it's ridiculous. And, you know, if they want to ban something, maybe they ought to try banning those DQ Blizzards. You know, they're pretty heavy. And
no, wait a minute. The Dairy Queen? I love the Dairy Queen.
Well, you know, I like them too. But, you know, if a person's going to be obese, they're going to find some way to substitute whatever. They'll find a way to get around that.
Yeah. What's your story, Donna? What kind of shape are you in?
Well, I am disabled, and I worked for 34 years as a hairdresser. Yeah. I did everything I could, so I cried every day that I walked up the ramp. Well, now I'm on the poverty level, and I do have to have food stamps. Uh-huh. And I kind of did not like your remark that you made about everybody paying my way, because I've paid my way.
Well, I think that's, let me clarify that, because that's not a bad point to make. Under the circumstances, there are people who legitimately get the help, and you know that, and you're one of them. There are also others, as you know, who get help that don't need it or are
yeah.
trying to rip off the system. And so I should clarify my remarks when I make statements like that, because they're all encompassing and they ought not to be. There are people who need the help, and we are here to help. I think that's one of the things. You've heard my philosophy over the years. Obviously, you listen carefully to what I say. One of the things I maintain is that we are all here to help. There are people, if you're well, if you're well-bodied, what's the term? If you're sound body and sound mind, you ought not to get help. If those people who can't take care of themselves are in need, we need to take care of those folks, and I think that's basically the bottom line.
Well, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, okay, happy to do it. Thanks for your call. All right, so anyway, the that discussion will continue, I'm sure. This is the first day of that, so you can be sure that'll rattle around for a while in the minds of people, and it's a good discussion to have, frankly. All right, so let's move on now. 55 past the hour, better living in the technology department. Our friend Shelley Palmer asks whether or not you've been dreaming about free Wi-Fi for your new Intel-powered Ultrabook. I think we're looking at getting some Intel-powered computers here. So is this, you want free Wi-Fi for that? Wow, that sounds pretty interesting. Let's find out about it in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, have you been dreaming about free Wi-Fi for your new Intel-powered Ultrabook? If so, you're in luck, because Intel announced a partnership with DeviceScape to include its software in upcoming Ultrabooks and a wide range of new devices. DeviceScape's network has more than 8 million free quality-controlled Wi-Fi hotspots, and it's growing by over 30,000 hotspots a day. Up to now, DeviceScape's software has mostly been used by mobile carriers to switch users between their own and free Wi-Fi hotspots to help reduce bandwidth congestion. But Intel has a better idea. By combining it with Intel's Smart Connect technology, new Intel-powered devices will have the ability to automatically find a connection whenever you're in one of DeviceScape's hotspots. That means your email can update even if your Ultrabook is sleeping. What could be better than automatically connecting to a clean, approved, free Wi-Fi hotspot? And yes, this is awesome for syncing files in the cloud. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. Now, you can get a Castrol GTX conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, enter to win the $15,000 Castrol Ultimate Garage Sweepstakes. Thought your garage was pretty sweet? Well, wait until you see it totally pimped out. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Visit CastrolUltimateGarage.com for program rules and to enter.
All right. So I'm just amazed that the people who are onto this sugar drink things, I could have eliminated the whole segment on technology and just relayed some of these comments. Next, they'll ban health food, saying people are too healthy. Priceless comments. 59 after on Good Day.